You received what kind of disability for yourself?
For a back injury.
A mother struggles through the pain.
Your back problems did not prevent you from having three pregnancies and three children.
No, ma'am.
But it prevents you from working.
I'm a very good mother. I do whatever I can for my children.
But is her best good enough?
Oh, well, this is interesting. Your three-year-old is out walking down the road by himself. But you would left him home with whom?
My son, Matt.
Where did you go?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Justin Allen is suing his ex-girlfriend, Jessica Medina, for his share of money earned at a garage sale, damaged property, and for filing multiple false restraining orders.
Order. All rise. This is case number 266 on the calendar, the matter of Allen versus Medina.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Allen, you and Miss Medina have two children. Miss Medina has five children altogether. How old are the two children that you have with Miss Medina?
5 years old and 3 years old.
And how old, Miss Medina, are your other children?
17, 14, 8.
And they all live with you?
Yes.
According to what I read, you had sort of an on-again, off-again thing with each other. And then during one of your off-again periods, you moved out, and then this burning love that you have for each other sort of ignited again. You got back together again for a brief period of time, and you put your furniture in storage.
Yes.
Shortly thereafter, you decided, according to you, to have a garage sale with all the stuff that you had accumulated that had been in storage, because there was no need to have two households of furniture. So far, is that accurate?
Yes, it is. It was both of our property, not just his.
What were you selling?
I was selling some dressers, beds, little things.
What were you going to use instead of the dressers and beds that you were selling?
We were going to get rid of them and get new ones.
Okay, so that stuff was sold at a garage sale. Who collected the money?
Both of us. Kept it in my top dresser drawer.
So you both sold?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much money did you collect?
Altogether, we collected $250.
You seem to think that you collected $2,500.
No, ma'am. What it was is that Jessica was caught cheating during the time.
Listen to me.
That
we're talking money
it.
Here. You want to talk cheating? I can give you a list of five trashy programs you can go on and talk about. Here we're talking about how much money we collected at the garage sale.
Right. It was over $500. I only received $250 because...
Just a second. Listen to me. Get your act together. According to your complaint, you say she sold $2,500 worth of my furniture.
Yes, ma'am. She did. My red velvet couches, my lamps.
Well, so, but you didn't get $2,500
for
it, sir. You were there.
Right.
You didn't expect me to be a monitor of this, do you?
No, ma'am.
Great. Did you keep $250?
Yes, ma'am.
Did
I got it back.
Did you keep $250? That's all. Let's go to the next cause of action you have.
Okay.
That's nonsense. Next cause of action that you have is you claim that Miss Medina filed a series of applications for protective orders against you, all of which were false, and you want her to be responsible for not only your expenses, but for filing those false applications. On what date did you and Miss Medina separate for the last time after the garage sale?
August 8th.
So I'm only interested in applications for protective orders on or after August 8th.
Yes, ma'am, I have two of them.
On what date was the first?
8-14 is what it says.
August 14th. All right, Miss Medina, I'm coming over to you.
Okay.
What happened between August 8th and August 14th that caused you to file for a protective order?
Justin stalks me. He goes in person.
No, don't. He stalks you.
Yes, ma'am.
Specific. August 8th to August 14th.
Justin has tried to kill me in his car.
Not has tried to kill me. Specific. Put your hand down. Has nothing to do with you. Something must have happened between August 8th and August 14th that precipitated you filing for a protective order. I want to know what it was.
I think it was about August 10th. Justin followed me and my child home from a gas station.
Just a second. Which child?
My son, Matthew.
He followed you home from a gas station.
Yes, and? Ma'am. And he went in front of our house and started screaming, like, bad words in front of my house. I called the police on him, and they came and just talked to Justin. Justin has really good ties with the police.
Just tell me what happened.
So when I called the police, they made him leave. Then about 2 weeks later, he tells me he's going to take my son.
Hey, Ten, just a second.
Okay.
Listen to me. 2 weeks later is after August 14th.
Okay.
So the incident in front of your house was the incident that caused you to file for the protective order.
Yes, ma'am.
You're positive about that?
Yes.
Now I'd like to see the application for the protective order.
I got served twice. I don't know if that makes a difference.
All right. This first application for a protective order talks about an event in July. It says, in the middle of July, I was in my car, started arguing, then he started going 90 miles an hour and saying he was going to kill both of us. When he got home, he proceeded to say he would kill the kids and I while we were asleep. He kept saying, I want to do this again. Anyway, that has nothing to do with what you just told me. And after this incident in July, you continued to live together.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I know you did. So what did the incident in July have to do with anything?
Because after I moved out, he proceeded to stalk me, so I felt like I needed protection from him. I stayed with him because...
You didn't file a protective order from him in July.
I don't know specific months.
No, not specific months. It's not so long ago. It's not specific months. We're not talking about 20 years ago. We're talking about the fact that you say in mid-July you had a fight and he was going 90 miles an hour and he threatened you. And after that, you went home, you slept together, you ate together, you had a garage sale together.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
We didn't sleep together. He sleeps in the computer room.
I don't care. It's not important to me. You sold his property together with a view towards staying together.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work, Miss Medina?
I receive SSI for one of my children, and I receive Social Security for me, and I had a job, part-time job, but Justin called my boss and got me
just
fired.
Just a second. Let's go back.
Okay.
You receive what for one of your children? And
SSI.
Why?
He has a mental delay.
And you receive what kind of disability for yourself?
For a back injury.
When was that injury?
13 years ago.
In 13 years, you've had three children. That didn't interfere with your back?
Yes. My back's been hurting ever since I was younger. I have back problems.
Well, I'm just curious. Your back problems did not prevent you from having three pregnancies and three children.
No, ma'am.
But it prevents you from working.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, right. I'm going to ask you this question, Mr. Allen.
Yes, ma'am.
After you and the defendant separated, was there a time that you came into contact with the defendant and her son on or near the house?
Yes, ma'am.
And I would like you to tell me how it was that you came into contact with her at or near the house.
Yes, ma'am. What happened is me and Jessica were texting back and forth at her son's football game. We were going to meet at the gas station by her house. When I was at the gas station by her house, there was actually a deputy at the McDonald's right next door. I thought this was another one of Jessica's games. And I texted her. She said, stay there. Well, Matthew Atchison, with no driver's license, was driving past in a Ford Expedition I bought. So I thought it was her. I got in my truck. I drove up to it. It was him and his buddy. I followed him to an off street. He hurried up and threw it in park in a person's driveway, took some property out of the back of my truck, ran into the neighborhood.
That all sounds very peculiar. What do you mean he took property?
I have a Dodge Ram with a bed, and I had tubes in there that we've purchased together, stuff for my boat that we've purchased together, and just
so what were you running
truck.
Around the street with them for?
Because we were going through all this stuff and I don't have no more storage.
Oh, get out of here, Mr. Allen. Do you think I believe that nonsense? What were you doing in front of the house?
Oh, because we met. I showed the deputies the text messages and everything that she said.
Can I see them?
Well, my phone's absolutely smashed and broken from her.
I want to see the text messages.
The judge has seen them.
Show me what you said.
Yes, ma'am. I submitted my phone last time to the judge. I showed the deputies immediately when I show up because I've been down this path with her before. So when I show them, they've written in the police report of how we were going to meet at the gas station.
Show me. That I want to see. Before I read that, did you agree to meet him at the gas station?
No, I did not. I kept telling him to leave me alone.
The OPD, the person that picks up the phone,
just show it to me. Don't tell me what somebody else said.
Well, they could hear Matthew Atchison in the background talking about popping my tires.
Listen to me.
It's on there.
Now you can stand up.
Yes,
what did you have to do with this property, sir?
I thought it was my mother's.
So you thought it was your mother's, and what did you do?
And I put it inside of
So you took it out of his truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Sit down.
I also have another...
Your first name, Matthew?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever say you were going to pop his tires?
He was on our property, yes,
did
ma'am,
you did. Ever say you were going to pop his
yes,
tires?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's his fault too?
No, no, no.
Whose fault is that?
It's his. He broke into my house and broke the child lock. If he would have never broke the lock, the baby would have never got out.
Awesome piece of work.
And later today.
Well, as somebody who's raised a lot of children, one thing I know is every time you go away and there is a free house, there is a party.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Justin Allen says ex-girlfriend Jessica Medina stole his earnings from a garage sale, damaged his property, and filed for multiple false restraining orders. Jessica is countersuing for the return of property and money owed.
All right. Between the middle of July, when you had this argument in the car, when you said he sped up the car and threatened to kill you and threatened to kill the children, how many times was Mr. Allen left with the children in the house?
Never.
Never?
Never. He works and then he boxes after work. He comes home for an hour and then he goes to bed. He doesn't help me. He doesn't do anything.
You know, I think you got to get out of this victim mentality.
Oh, I'm not.
You better get out of it because, you know,
yeah.
I've been in this business a very long time.
I'm not a victim.
A very, very long time. Because if you took the aggressive step of selling your furniture after that incident with a view towards the two of you living together and at least in some measure raising your two young children together, that was your plan. Otherwise, why would you sell his furniture along with your own to buy new? So there's lots more going on here than bully and victim.
Right.
Lots more. The problem that I have with you is when you file for these protective orders, what you're asking the courts are to keep him away from the children because you fear for their lives, when I guarantee you, you went to the beauty parlor to get your nails done, to get a massage, to get a pedicure, or to do something, and at some point during the time between mid-July and the time you sold off the furniture, he spent time alone with his two children, whether it was a half hour or an hour or taking him to ice cream or taking him to a McDonald's. And if you say no, I don't believe you.
Of course not.
Of course, I don't believe you because of course he did.
Can I say something?
Put your hand down. You want to say something on this topic?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I have multiple police reports of how she was contacting me the day after these restraining orders. She's also told officers, well, have them come
to my
house.
Don't tell me. Do you have reports?
Yes, ma'am.
From the officer? I'd like to see those. Well, you know, I can see that the two of you are playing this game. You want to talk to an officer about a 16-year-old babysitting his child at his ex-wife's house this past weekend. So you went to complain about that?
No,
that's either yes or no.
I pulled up the officer.
That's either yes or no.
No.
So you had no idea about a 16-year-old babysitting for your child?
What happened is he allowed my 3-year-old son to walk down the road. I did not find out. They get restraining orders to keep me from finding out these things. 2 days later, he was watching my same child. That's why the officers came.
Your 3-year-old is out walking down the road by himself because you had left him home with whom?
My son, Matt.
Where did you go?
I went to the court to take out a restraining order.
Well, evidently, your son, Matthew, didn't watch him very well because he was walking down the road alone.
Can I say something?
That's his fault, too?
Okay, no.
Whose fault is that?
It's his.
That's his fault.
I bought a child lock, and he broke into my house and broke the child lock.
Just a second. What you're telling me is you left this man home to watch a 3-year-old child. He's not anywhere there.
He broke the lock. If he would have never broke the lock, the baby would have never got out.
You are some piece of work.
Oh, no, I am not.
Oh, yes,
I'm a very good mother. I raised 5 kids by myself without him paying child support. I'm a very good mother. I do whatever I can for my children.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
You know, I don't believe you. And I'm telling you right now, Mr. Lloyd, before we even start, because you said that to me, I don't even think I like you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Justin Allen says ex-girlfriend Jessica Medina stole his earnings from a garage sale, damaged his property, and filed for multiple false restraining orders. Jessica is countersuing for the return of property and money owed.
All right. When was the last time you worked?
2 months ago. He got me fired.
What kind of work did you do?
I'm a caregiver.
For whom?
For elderly people and disabled children.
But caring for old people requires you move them around. You move them from one place to another.
Some people you don't.
She does private caregiving.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You want to know something? I have a feeling the two of you deserve each other a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. She, no victim. She can make herself a victim in the eyes of the government, but she's not a victim. She knows exactly what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You did the wrong thing.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
Yeah, good. I'm glad that you know.
Well, you have no idea what he put him through.
Then you shouldn't have had two children with him.
I shouldn't have.
That case was is before. Dismissed. So's your counterclaim.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
She just seems to be angry and malicious.
I made him who he is today.
If she doesn't get her way, she seems to destroy my property, lie, and drag teenagers into it.
I pretty much raised the boy and made him half into a man. The little bit of a man he is because of me.
I'm starting an organization called Fathers Who Care. I put my foot down this time. Last time I just got walked all over like a mat, and I'm not doing that no more.
We can't get along. We will never be together ever. Ever, ever again. Never.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lloyd versus Lloyd. Step forward.
18-year-old Cody Lloyd is suing his father, Randall Lloyd, for the value of a car he sold illegally.
Tell me your first name.
Cody.
Cody, you are 18?
Yes.
And this is your dad?
Yes.
I don't think you lived with your father all your life, is that correct?
No. He was a weekend dad until I moved in with him permanently on August 14th.
Of 2013?
2011.
2011. But you were a working kid, saved up some money, enough money to buy a car.
Yes.
And you weren't 18 yet, so you couldn't have the car titled solely in your name. I don't think your father disputes any of those facts. What kind of a car did you purchase?
It was a 2001 Lexus ES300.
Did you go with your dad to find it?
It was just on the corner outside of our house. It was for sale on the corner outside of a busy street. And I just saw it one day coming in and I wanted to buy it, yes.
How much did you pay for it?
$4,200.
And you had that money in a bank?
Yes.
What kind of work had you done to save up that money?
I worked for insulated pipe shields for about a year and a half.
Graduate from high school?
Yes.
Go on to school after that?
I go to Folsom Lake College right now.
Great. So this is what the case is about. You went to live with your father in 2011, purchased this car with your own money. Your father, for some reason, was out of town, and according to your father, you invited some friends over who sadly trashed your house.
Yes.
At that time, your father was very disappointed in you, and instead of turning the car over to you when you became 18, he kept the car. You want your car back. Where's the car?
Sold the car.
When did you sell it? Show me proof that you sold it.
I don't have proof. I got rid of the car a couple weeks ago.
You know I don't believe you, and I'm telling you right now, Mr. Lloyd, before we even start, because you said that to me, I don't even think I like you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
All right, at some point you knew that your son wanted his car. If I believed that you sold it, then you're just a nasty, vicious man. So I don't know who you think you're getting over on, but it sure isn't me. How many children does your father have, Cody?
Three.
Three. Are you the oldest, youngest?
I'm in the middle.
Do any of his other children live with him?
My sister Kelly, she's my twin. She lives with him. And I have a half-sister named Allison. She lives in Orville.
So one child lives with him?
Mm-hmm.
And how long has that child lived with him?
Ever since I've been there, since August 14th.
Well, as somebody who's raised a lot of children, one thing I know is every time you go away and there is a free house, there is a party. Now, sometimes those parties get out of hand, but that doesn't mean, Mr. Lloyd, that you can't steal your son's property. You had no right to sell it. You had no right to use it in any way. None at all. So if I can't return the car to him because I have no power to do that, because I have a feeling that whatever I say you're going to have an answer for, I'm going to award him the money that he paid for it, which is $4,200. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Lloyd, because it's the only way that I can actually punish you. You have a counterclaim for thousands of dollars for the destruction of your home. I'm dismissing it. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,200. The counterclaim's dismissed. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was graduation night. I just wanted to have a couple of friends over. It got out of hand.
He passed out, and there was like over 100 people, and he didn't know but a few of them.
I cleaned up what I could. before I fell asleep.
It was gone. It was trashed. He was still drunk.
I feel bad everything like that happened. I wish just a couple people came over and that was it.
Tough love, yeah.
I don't want to sound cold, but not trusting anybody, I don't know. That sounds evil.
Don't leave your kids at home, alone.